Now, we were talking there about variants of the virus and the confirmation of three cases here of one that originated in Brazil. It's called the P1 variant. And to tell us more about it, let's talk now to Assistant Professor of Virology at Trinity College Dublin, Dr. Kim Roberts. Dr. Roberts, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today. Were you surprised at the discovery of the virus here?
No, not really. I mean, I think, as Professor Nolan just mentioned, when we have travel of people around the world, it is inevitable that we will have introductions of new variants into Ireland and spreading around the world. But identifying them is critical. And we also have to remember that mutations occur no matter whenever the virus has a chance to replicate. So wherever transmission is high, new variants can appear. So, you know, whether or not a variant comes in from another country or is homegrown and arises here, we need to just keep an eye on what's going on with how the virus is mutating.
Tell us about this variant. What does it do? And is it more dangerous?
So the P1 variant, as it's been sort of nicknamed, it has some of the same mutations that have been found in the UK variant, so the B117 variant. And there are several mutations, particularly in the spike protein, and that's the protein that you generate most of your immune response against. And two of those mutations are what makes it particularly a variant of concern, because one of those mutations improves how the virus enters cells and infects people. And another mutation slightly decreases the ability of the antibodies that our immune response generates. It decreases the ability of those antibodies to block the virus and neutralize the virus. So that's those are the two main okay. reasons why we're kind of thinking about these. But it is worth pointing out that your immune response, whether or not it's been generated by natural infection or by vaccination, isn't just about antibodies. It's about other things as well. And all of those things together are still protecting people from serious infection with
this. Are you saying then that the vaccines that are available at the moment and the immunity that you have got from having had the infection in the past will protect you from getting very sick from this variant?
Yes, that's the strategy, and that's what the evidence is suggesting. So The main point that people are getting the vaccine is to reduce their risk of having serious disease. And the evidence that we have so far, based on other variants, but data is starting to come out from the P1 strain as well, is that with this particular E484K mutation, there still is a good immune response. It's just a decrease in the antibody response. So it's still worthwhile getting the vaccine because it will protect you from serious, from the chances of having a serious infection.
If variants like the P1 variant and the British one are more transmissible, what further measures are needed to slow their spread this time?
I think that's one of the critical questions where we are in terms of lockdowns and reopenings. You know, and I do think we need to revisit all the transmission interventions that we're using and those that we've discounted and try to work out what else we can do to enhance the effectiveness. Because the problem with these new variants is that they are more infectious. They are transmitting more easily from person to person. So all the interventions we have at the moment in place to block transmission, they have to work harder. They're not as effective as they were last year. So it's what else can we bring in? You know, can we think about ventilation and, you know, potentially using CO2 monitors for finding dead spots where there isn't as much air exchange as we think and the air can build up with potential buildup of virus there? Can we think about extending not only when we wear face coverings, but also the quality of the face coverings that we're wearing so that they're not just protecting us from breathing out virus, but also start protecting okay. us from breathing in virus. So there are things that we can do, and it's likely that we're going to need to revisit these things in order to keep that transmission numbers going down.
The plan broadly to lower case numbers and then to vaccinate to keep them low, will it work? Easy one to finish with.
Will it work? The virus can't mutate if we don't give it people to infect and replicate in. So we want to reduce transmission as much as possible. And vaccinating people means that we can reduce the pressure on healthcare services and reduce the number of people who are severely infected. And hopefully the data is starting to look as though the vaccines are blocking transmission as well, which is also fantastic. So I think it's going to take time. But if we look at other respiratory virus pandemics and we think about influenza pandemics, the first 18 months, 2 years are really, really hard. But then the pressure on the healthcare system reduces because there is an element of acquired immunity. It's not herd immunity, but acquired immunity. And we have the added benefit of having vaccines as well. So I'm really hopeful that things will start getting back to normal. But it's not going to be this year. It's going to take a bit of time.
Dr. Kim Roberts, thank you very much for speaking to us today.